Blog Talk Radio.
Divine Healing Pack is another great show through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Join us for 1 hour of divine healing and energy transformation as Amin Hamid guides us into our own abilities to heal ourselves, others, and the living planet.
Hello, everyone, our wonderful listeners. I hope you are having fun out there, flowing in divine river of love, joy, peace, and compassion, regardless of what you're doing, and making the most out of your time and being most effective, overcoming your challenges. Iman, how are you?
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm doing great. I'm happy to be back. I was absent for a while on a little trip to Asia to introduce Healing Pack. It was a great, great, great trip, and I'm happy to be back.
Anything you'd like to share from your trip?
Yes. If you get a chance to go to Far East Asia, take it. Wonderful area, wonderful people. A lot of the movements that we are experiencing in the Western world with respect to meditation and spirituality, they are also going on in the East. And it was just good to see the different flavors that's going on over there. We're going to be looking into creating some possibilities for healing trips, like the one that we have coming up at the end of May, beginning of June, the cruise to transformation from Los Angeles to Mexico. We're going to be looking at some possibilities in the Asia continent. And for listeners and people who are on that side of the world, please stay tuned. Also, shall we share the special session that we're going to be having on abuse and meditation and spirituality? I mean, would you like to do that?
Mention it.
What's going on is that we have had a few of our good listeners share their successes with us on how they have been able to heal themselves through different challenges of life. And one of those challenges has been the abuse that they have experienced in the past. So based on their suggestion and also their request, we're going to be doing a special session which is dedicated to healing meeting with meditation and spirituality. We're going to be talking to some of these good folks, and then we're going to be doing a special meditation session specifically aimed toward abuse. I think it will be very exciting. I'm quite looking forward to it quite a lot. And if any of the listeners out there would like to see or hear special edition versions aimed at other challenges of life, please feel free to contact us. We'll be more than happy to do what we can. As Amin has shared many times, we are here to serve, and as we know, what you are looking for will be just gearing and aiming toward that direction.
That's a great news, and the other point is that we've been doing distance healing free of charge for the benefit of humanity about 10 to 15 hours per week for the last 13 years. And what we have gained out of that divine healing energy and helping people to tap into our own power of self-healing, helping ourselves and helping the health service community to, you know, heal us more effectively, and we tapping into our own healing ability. We have gained a lot of good information about how to heal different type of terminal or chronic disease, like cancer, like all sorts of different challenges with digestive system or respiratory system, or circulatory system or nervous system and so on and so forth. So our plan is after today, where we finish the healing sites, then we are going to start a series of programs about how cancer patients can ask for healing energy for certain organs in their body as to help themselves more, even during the time that they are going through the chemotherapy or radiation therapy or other type of remedies that may be out there that are, you know, benefiting from it, as well as other type of disease which are most popular in United States and throughout the world. We're also going to have some, you know, the healing discussion and also special sessions about parents who have very special children, like Down syndrome, autism, and other type of challenges like that, because we have gained experience through the last 13 years directly working with these type of situations, and also from the ascended masters that we have worked with them for so many years, and the knowledge that the ascended masters have gained over 40-50 years period working with different type of disease as well. So this disease that we are talking about is the type of disease that it's got a highest percentile or statistic in the United States, like cancer, like digestive system or migraine and so on and so forth. So we are going to have a lot of exciting programs coming our way. Also, a couple of statements about the class. We started our self-healing class last Sunday, and we've already received a couple of good emails from the folks who just started the self-healing class as the first session last Monday, and already reported that they were able to heal themselves with from some of their challenges. Of course, for benefit of our listeners out there, unfortunately, we cannot share the specific disease or the specific type of healing that they have done for themselves, just because it's individuals' private information. However, as we receive this information from them, we post it in our website, and we use their first name and last name initial in order to maintain their privacy unless they tell us otherwise. So having said that, there is a lot of excitement, and if you folks still out there that would like to join our self-healing class, please send an email to either help@healingpack.org or register@ healingpack.org. And since all the sessions are audio recorded, we can always send you the link to the previous sessions, and rest assured that if you join us this week or in the next 1 week or so, you would still benefit from the previous sessions by us sharing those recorded material with you. And also just a reminder that we are a nonprofit organization. Our purpose out there is to serve you, to learn how you can tap into your unique divine connection through your heart, and accelerate the process of healing yourself as you are, experiencing some kind of either physical or mental or emotional challenges, and as you are going to medical community by tapping into your own healing ability, you can accelerate the process of, healing, and we would love to hear about your experiences and, with your permission, share it with the other listeners out there, so our listeners, you know, start trusting self. And that's the best way I can put it, just trusting self, trusting our unique connection to divine through our heart, and make the most of it for our own benefit to overcome the daily challenges and be most effective.
Very good. The other day, there was some interesting point came up the other day that I like to share. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was asking about what we are doing with Healing Bikes, so I was explaining. And his question was, so people who come to you, they have to be diseased or ill or sick in order to do this. And my response was no. If you look at the definition of healing, one of the definitions of healing is maintaining or going back to a natural state of being, which is the state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. The key part in that definition is maintaining or reverting to, going back. So when somebody is ill, somebody has a disease, whether that disease is from the physical body, emotional body, or the thought body, or spiritual body, yes, that's the part that I have a sickness and I want to get healed and I want to go back. But there are a lot of times where I may be feeling fine and I'm doing great and I would like to maintain that state. Or as the life challenges come our ways, I don't want to fall into a diseased state. So don't let the word healing throw you off. You don't necessarily have to be in a diseased state to practice healing. It has to do with improving the quality of your life, the quality of everything we do, the quality of how we interact with people. And as you practice these meditations or spiritualities, and I'm not talking about healing packs specifically, any modality that you practice, you will pretty soon and very fast experience the positive results when you put your heart to it. It's like when you go to the gym. That's the best analogy or example I can bring. The first and second time may be difficult, but as you do it a few times, you start feeling energized. You start feeling better. So everything is here. Everything is available. There is an invitation for you. And either enjoy the shows as you are listening to them now, or come to the classes, or go to the website in any form, shape, and mean that you would like to do.
Well, I'm glad you brought up a couple of key points. There is a notion of prevention versus intervention. So as you said it 100% correct, is by taking the right step, we can prevent a potential situation arise in the future. And we actually covered that in one of our previous episodes, where we talked about the fact that when the energetic body is about 60% exhausted or deteriorated, then eventually it manifests its footprint, if I may call it, or its signature on one of the physical organs. And that 60% energetic deterioration usually arises from our thought and our emotion. So by tapping into our healing ability and controlling our thought, controlling our emotion in the right way and maintaining it as often as possible, as much as possible in a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, then we essentially continuously nourishing and charging ourselves up so that rate of deterioration of the energetic body, which is a combination of our thought body and emotional body, just won't occur, or if it occurs, it occurs at a much slower rate. So 100% is correct what you're saying, that if we wait and start some kind of self-healing practice after we have some kind of illness, then it's like me saying that I have waited till I have totally exhausted all my my entire body from nourishment, and then I decide to eat. Or I have become dehydrated, then I start drinking. Yes, we can do that, but it just takes more effort to gain and reach our goal. And by the way, for the folks who like to join us online, we are having all sorts of interesting conversation going on the chat room, and sometimes questions come in the chat room. And for the folks who like to join us on this live program, please dial area code 347-202-0886 if you like to come online and ask any question, specific or general, it's up to you. We would love to have you online with us as well. Area code 347-202-0886. Today we are going to cover the Tree of Life. And I hope that in the last 3 weeks, as we covered the Temple of Masters, Temple of Angels, Temple of Knowledge, you reminded yourself and you remembered to benefit from them in your daily activity, and also at night when you go to sleep, to just set your intention that you are going to sleep in those vibrational sites, healing sites, to benefit from the vibrational resonance of those particular sites and allow your thought, your emotion, and your physical body become more acquainted with those particular healing sites and the vibration from those healing sites. Today we are going to cover the Tree of Life. Essentially, Tree of Life is what's been covered in the Kabbalah as well as Old Testament, and there have been references about the Tree of Life in many of the ancient books. So that's a very, very ancient vibrational site that had been with us for humanity, and humanity has known about it for so many thousands of years. What we are promoting here is, instead of having an intellectual understanding of Tree of Life, just through the process of energy follows our intention, is to meditate there, to sleep there, to dial, if I may say, the vibrational site or the vibrational frequency of Tree of Life by thinking about your presence in the Tree of Life. Now, as we do that, it's like this is no different than saying, oh, there is this beautiful program which is all about love and compassion, and it's being broadcast, for example, on Channel 7 on your TV, or on 103.5, for example, on your radio. Dial it. There is no difference here. By us setting our intention, we essentially have dialed, and we have gained access to that frequency vibration. The rest of it is throughout the day as situations arise where we have detached ourselves, if I may say, or we have come out of that energetic synchronicity or that dial of Tree of Life to just become aware of it, recognize it, and once we recognize it, then say, okay, I would like to be synchronized again with the energetic vibration of Tree of Life. Now, for your information, the Tree of Life, its sole purpose throughout the universes is to emit love and compassion, nourishing every being throughout the universes with love and compassion. Every single one of us, every single being, regardless of virus, bacteria, plants, animals, water mass, life in water mass, four elements, earth, air, fire, and water, even weather system, communication on earth, balance of life on earth, sun, other planets, earth, galaxies, so on and so forth. On one hand, if you go on the microcosm, you can go as small as you wish. If you go on the macrocosm, you can go as expanded, as large as you wish. Every single one of these beings is connected with one another through Tree of Life. So it's like we are either different branch, different leaves on Tree of Life, being nourished through divine love and compassion. Or the other way you can look at it is like a spider web, where every single point is somehow interconnected with another point. So anywhere you are on a spider web or on a Tree of Life, or you can gain access to another point on that spider web, or you can gain access to another point of that Tree of Life and establish an energetic synchronicity by focusing your intention on that particular point and be able to adjust your frequency with that. For example, if I set my intention, say, oh, I live in a cold area, this is super cold area, so what I want to gain benefit from the energy of sun. Even if the energy of sun, let's say it's the winter season, the energy of sun in my geographical location is weak. We as a human have the ability, using our imaginative mind, using our heart, to directly connect ourselves to the energetic vibration of sun. I'm not necessarily talking about feeling the ultraviolet light of sun on our physical body, but what I'm talking about is synchronizing our thoughts, synchronizing our emotion, and naturally through that process of synchronizing our thought and emotion, synchronizing our physical state with the energetic vibration of sun. Because as we talked about it in the past, mind is a commander, brain is a commander. Sooner or later, every single organ in our body must follow the commander. On the other hand, heart is the provider, provides nourishment to every single organ and every single cell within the organ throughout the entire body. So sooner or later, when the mind and the brain, the brain and the heart, or the mind and the heart become into a state of synchronicity, they are indeed nourishing every single organ, every single cell within the organ, as well as our thought, as well as our emotion, the proper nourishment that's required.
Well, I mean, let me ask you something. Let's say I have a big day ahead of me, and I'm going to do some sort of presentation in front of a bunch of people, in front of a crowd. Are you saying that by using this technique that you're going to display and show us, I can synchronize myself with the energy of the sun and go in front of the crowd or in front of the presentation or on the stage and shine like the sunshine?
No, in a situation that you brought up, I would check into the temple of knowledge so we can provide the most knowledge during the presentation. And if the situation arose that some of the folks in the room started giving us a hard time, acknowledge the fact that they are giving us a hard time regardless of their energetic vibration, whatever their reasoning is to give us a hard time, let it be. Instead of picking up their energy as it's coming to us, which is giving us a hard time, and reflect that energy back, which means getting nervous and stressed over it, as we are listening to them, as we are sensing that energy of stress, nervousness, anxiety arising within us, then we say, okay, while I'm listening to this person, divine, I need your support. We can think about that in our mind. I'm going to emit to those individuals, to that environment, love and compassion.
Okay.
That's how we can benefit from using the temple of knowledge to have the most intellectual, knowledgeable conversation about the subject. And if the atmosphere, if I may say, or the environment becomes a little bit tense, then instead of reflecting, vibrating with that tension that we are sensing, tapping into the tree of life, and start asking for, love and compassion. And as we are listening to the individual who's talking, or as we are sensing the energy of that environment, just start filtering all that through the lens of love and compassion. So what we are doing is we essentially sending back by setting our intention love and compassion to the environment, rather than start vibrating with the situation and getting more and more nervous about it. If the situation is overwhelming, then we can also ask for support from divine and ask for support from our big brother and big sister, which are essentially like the temple of masters, temple of knowledge, to give us additional support so we can overcome all those challenges.
Okay.
There are cases that some people are being diagnosed by the physicians that the cause of their stress, the cause of their tension, the cause of their depression is due to seasonal changes. For example, lack of sun ray. As they say, your depression, your anxiety is a seasonal depression and anxiety, and it's related back to the environment. In those situations is when we can tap into the, as I brought up as an example, the energy of the sun to rebalance those type of seasonal depression or anxiety situations. Okay, enough talking. Let's have fun and let's do the meditation. As always, we try to reduce the intellectual conversation to minimum so we get an opportunity to practice it, because we are in the field of life. And every single one of us is going to have different challenges coming to us while we are playing in the field of life. The best way we can play is to take advantage of what we are hearing through practicing it. And as we practice it more and more, we become better and better of benefiting from it. By doing that, its abstract understanding is all becomes into a state of practicality because we are practicing. Okay, close your eyes. be aware of your divine breath. Be aware that with every breath, every inhale, every exhale, you have the opportunity to breathe in love, joy, peace, and compassion, nourishing your physical body, every single organ, every single cell within your organ, your thought body, your emotional body. It's like saying, just let go of all that tension. We are born perfect, with perfect instruments at our leisure to tap into it and use it, with perfect ability to tap into our healing body, to tap into our healing ability to heal ourselves. It's just a matter of knowing how and practicing it. Slow down the breath. Make each breath to become a miracle of its own. Nourishing, nourishing, nourishing our body. Now, as your eyes are closed, we set our intention. You can say this loud or quietly, up to you, however you wish. I set my intention to be the same and synchronized as divine intention, or God intention, or collective conscious intention, whatever word resonates with you, or you can say self intention. It's all the same. We are God. God is us. God, divine, collective consciousness, I'm your child, living on earth, the angelic earth, serving you and I. Please allow love, joy, peace and compassion gush through my heart, and I filter every thought, every emotion, and every physical challenge through the lens of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Now remember, we are playing the field. This is a practical process. For something to release, it must surface, it must arise. Welcome any thought that arises. Welcome any emotion that arises. Welcome any physical challenge that you may have. Instead of following it, instead of spinning with it, instead of denying it, or instead of suppressing it in its own disease state, just love it, hug it, squeeze it, however you give your deepest love and compassion from the bottom of your heart to others, do it to yourself. Do it to that thought. Do it to that emotion. Do it to that organ in your body, that area of your body that you have some kind of physical challenge. Now we set our intention to be present in the diamond. The diamond, it's an energetic magnifier. It magnifies our experience, our thought, our emotion. By being present there, we magnify our sensation. So as we enter into the diamond, we can magnify our experience. As we have a journey to our tree of life, to experience the most intense vibration of love and compassion, to nourish ourselves through our heart. We request for the guardians of the East to protect us from the East. We request for guardians of the South to protect us from the South. We request for the guardians of the West to protect us from the West. We request for guardians of the north to protect us from the north. We request for guardians of the above to protect us from the above. We request for guardians from below to protect us from below. And we request for the guardians from the center to protect us from the center. We request for the seven archangels, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Shamuel, Archangel Zadkiel, Archangel Jophiel, to be present with us from the seven corners. So we have the most intense, the most abundant, the most pleasant experience, sensing the vibration of Tree of Life, the absolute purity of the love and compassion that's been emitted to every being throughout the universes from the Tree of Life. We request for Archangel Metatron to protect us from the outer layer. Now, just ask your favorite ascended masters or your favorite archangel to help you, to escort you to the most intense vibration of the Tree of Life like to the spring, to the source. So you can sense it. You can become one in a state of unity with the essence of the love and compassion, the unconditional love and compassion that is flowing throughout the universes through Tree of Life. God requests for healing energy for limbic system, center of nervous system, cortex, temporal lobe, pleasure center, emotional body, liver, gallbladder, kidney, sternum for quality of blood, opening the heart, 14 acupuncture meridian lines, 7 chakras, of every single listener who listens to this program, live or archive, and also request for divine healing energy for the bottle of water or the bottle of any liquid that they are holding next to them.
Thank you.
slowly become aware of your presence. In the core of Tree of Life, flowing with the essence of unconditional love and compassion that's flowing through the Tree of Life, nourishing every being throughout the universe. The physical universe, the energetic universe. Be thankful to yourself and many wonderful beings who joined us during this meditation, nourishing ourselves with the highest and most quality of the essence of love and compassion, nourishing our thought, nourishing our emotion, nourishing our physical challenge. Be thankful of what a wonderful being you are, having so much ability to tap into so much abundance, like a free subscription that's always available to you. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. The more you nourish yourself with it, the more you saturate your physical, your emotional, and your thought body with it, the more we merge into our divine being. Becoming one with self. As we become one with self, we become one with divine, with God, with collective consciousness. And maintain ourselves, and maintain ourselves in a state of synchronicity more often throughout the day and night. As you drink that water next to you, as you drink that liquid next to you, throughout the week, taking a sip of it, just make sure you state your favorite prayer that touches your heart the most 3 times. If you can't think of one, I'll give you one. In the name of merciful and compassionate God, or in the name of merciful and compassionate divine, or in the name of merciful and compassionate self. Remember, the one who knows self knows God. There is no separation. We are all one. Working, collaborating, cooperating together. with ascended masters, with archangels. Sensing, experiencing the vibration from the temple of knowledge, nourishing ourselves with unconditional love and compassion from Tree of Life for our benefit, the benefit of every being living on earth. If you like to keep your eyes closed longer, let it be. If you like to join us in our self-healing class, just send us an email. If you have financial hardship, it's okay. We'll help you. We are here to serve. As divine is here to serve. Well, Eman, how are you doing? Are you back yet?
I'm back here and getting ready to have a fantastic weekend with this meditation. It was a perfect start to this. There was plenty of good energy. I sensed it plenty and I loved it. It was a lot of fun.
Well, since we have a few minutes, I just like...
Just 1 minute, not a few.
Yeah, read this real quick. It's an email we received from one of our wonderful participants of the class. Enjoyed your meditations and have found that something I have been working on for some time has been healed. I thank you again. Blessings. Mariana.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
Well, we love you all.
Yeah.
And we wish you the best till our next program. Join us. Give us comments. Send us email. Ask your questions so we can serve you better. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, good to be with you. Laugh a lot, live fully, and love as much as you can. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.